What is up, podcast fam? It is Thursday. It's a big day.
The biggest day of our lives.
I don't know about the biggest day of our lives, but it is Thursday. This is the Dad and Griffin Pod. I'm Dad.
I'm Griffin. What's up, peeps?
We knew it was coming.
We knew it.
We knew it was coming. We pinned it down.
We claimed it yesterday.
And sure enough, Griffin,
it came.
Tell the peeps, why are we so fired up on this thinking Thursday?
Today, I was going to take a shower, but then my dad showed me we had 1K listeners on Anchor. That is 1,000 listens.
1,000 listens.
Woo!
Man.
And as you can hear, that is the CEO.
CEO's in the building tonight. We had to make this a full family affair tonight. We had to bring the whole team in. This is really our first, right? We had our double digit anniversary, right? Which was fun. And we were like, oh, that's cool. 10, la, la, la. We
but had 1,000 listens?
Yeah. We've hit 1,000 listens, which is different from 1,000 listeners, right?
Yeah.
One's a little bit better than the other. But we'll take 1,000 listens.
We'll like, take 1,000 all day.
I don't think that we could have imagined that we'd hit 1,000 listens. It's episode 27, by the way. I don't think we said that at the beginning. 27 episodes, 1,000 listens. We're doing okay. We're hanging in there.
Yeah.
Right? All right. We had to bring the full team in. You heard the CEO clapping it up early. Always going to bring a quality clap to the scenario.
To the pod.
Then we also have our marketing director. Why don't you shout out? Say what's up, peeps.
What's up, peeps?
Oh, are you happy to be here?
Yep.
So we got the whole team. We're going to celebrate together because this has been an amazing journey, right? We've been on, well, this is, I think, our sixth week of production. It's, gosh, tomorrow's Friday already. These weeks are just flying by.
It's Friday with a glass case of emotions.
You've learned a whole bunch about Snoop Dogg, Ron Burgundy, potty jokes. You've learned a lot in the last couple. You've learned some good math.
Yeah.
You've learned some fuzzy math.
Hey.
Right?
Well.
How was your Thursday today?
It was great. It was probably the best Thursday I've ever had.
Really? Huh. We had an emergency press conference last night, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. And as a response, you crushed it today, right?
Yeah.
Nice work. Nice work. Ladies, how was your Thursday?
It was good.
Yeah? Why? Tell me.
Yes. Normal day?
It was 75 degrees. It was perfectly sunny. All of our tulips have blossomed in our backyard.
And we organized our caboodle.
Oh.
Finally.
Massive.
Right.
Massive.
I needed it organized.
Effort today on the makeup front. You organized your makeup today like a true champ. That was really great.
And the marketing director has a bike. We have a bike rider in training.
We do have a bike rider in training, and she was taking one-timers in the driveway today,
yeah,
too, right? She got
yeah.
a heck of a one-T.
Yeah, she got a heck of one. Low, got a piece of one Missy.
Low cheese Missy's.
Yeah.
All right, so here's what I was thinking today. The show number is not that big of a deal, right? 27, but that's a lot of shows.
Yeah, that's right? A lot of shows.
I was thinking you and I could do our three favorite moments from the first 1,000 listens.
Uh-huh.
What do you think about that?
Yeah, I'm totally in with that.
Okay, do you want to go first or do you want me to go first?
You can go first.
No, because mine's in a special way, so I didn't mean to ask that. You're going first.
Okay.
What? Give me the first thing that, like, you remember from the pod that's a great memory for you.
My favorite memory was the Barry first message.
Barry? Barry from Hockey Night in Canada?
Barry first message.
The first time he called the show, I remember we were listening at the dinner table and the CEO just about lost her lunch. And
lost her lunch.
Thought it was the funniest thing in the world. I did too. I think Barry is awesome. Vladimir is awesome. I think the
small bread guy.
I thought the overarching theory here is, like, we have awesome listeners.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I think that's great. And we're getting some really cool, creative participation that I didn't see that coming either.
I didn't either.
At the beginning, right? All right. What's your second top moment?
The math problem from Papa Dan.
Oh, so that was back from, like, episode
original.
Yeah, that was an original gangster moment from the show, right?
It feels like it was like 5 days ago.
So Papa Dan called up and he said, hey, and Grandma Jane, they called up and they said, hey, great job getting to 23 listeners or whatever you were at. What were we at? We were at 26 listeners?
13
listeners. Good call. Man, whew, senior moment. 13 listeners.
Old guy now.
senior listeners. 13, and they said, how many, if you doubled in listeners every day from here on out, how long would it take you to get to?
50 million.
50 million, and we figured it out, right?
Yeah, 23 days.
23 days, yeah.
I just want to insert a point here, too. I'm usually not one with math, but you all have increased your viewership very significantly. To do the math, you have an average of 38.4 listens per show. Look at the increase. You've really, the viewership is here.
Is that is that 27 times?
26 divided by 1,000.
Okay.
Ooh, burn. She knows more math.
Ooh, burn. All right. What's your third best memory? So anyway, the math problem from the beginning from Papa Dan and Grandma Jane, that was amazing.
Yeah.
All right. Third favorite memory. Top
fun
memory.
Fun fact about Grandma Jane, she always beats me and Mom at Words with Friends. She always gets like 40-point words.
Fun fact about Words with Friends, sounds like everybody beats you and Mom at Words with Friends. Hey. What's your third memory? Come on.
Third memory, three-hop camel joke.
Oh my goodness. The jokes from the pod have been a hit, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a sponsored segment, which is great.
Yeah.
Right? And the three-hop camel joke, I think everybody who listens has their favorite joke. And the three-humped camel joke was great.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was awesome.
I got that joke from a movie.
Yeah. I mean, we need jokes, right?
Yeah.
Have jokes, we'll pay. We need jokes.
I think this is going to be our best joke of the whole entire
podcast. Ooh, that's setting it up hard. Okay. Can I do my three?
Yeah, of course.
All right. First, my top moment was when at the very beginning when you tried to do the State Farm commercial and and you did the Geico commercial instead. That set us up for greatness, I think. That was like when the McBride started calling in, and then that's when we got the State Farm swag, and then we got a sponsored segment for the joke. I thought that was great.
Yeah.
I mean I thought the implications of that mistake were great. Ready?
Uh-huh.
I think my second favorite moment from the show was when the marketing director Sissy went off and tried to start a career as a YouTuber, which I still think she can do, but tried to basically hijack the show. At one point we had to worry about 5-year-old redheads, now we're worrying about Russians. Right?
Yeah, the crack of a bat.
Sissy, how's that YouTube career going?
Good. I did one before dinner.
You did a YouTube show before dinner?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness.
Have people been hitting the like button?
Yep.
You don't hit the like button,
Oh,
Mom.
What do you do?
You smash the like button.
Smash the like button. Say it to the peeps.
Make sure to smash that like button.
You're the cutest in the world. All right. And then, you know what? This is actually my top memory of the whole thing. I'm gonna rearrange. My top memory was episode number one when we pressed record for the first time. Doing this thing with you, brother. Pound it, noggin.
Pound it, noggin. See ya.
I thought that was... This has been, I think, one of my most favorite family activities of all time. At least for 8 years. Would you agree with that?
Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome.
Do we get to participate?
Yes, of course.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, this is great when the CEO comes in and drives the agenda. No, this is awesome.
That's why I'm not invited.
This is perfect. Yes. You guys have a propensity for getting ahead.
Hey, we have
here, ladies. Hallie Hap.
Yeah.
Can you give us like one or two of your favorite memories from the podcast?
When Griffin was trying to, pretending to be one of the persons.
When Griffin called in and was make believe Vladimir Crouton and make believe Barry Jr. Oh, I totally agree. The outtakes, that was really funny.
And my second favorite memory of the show is the potty jokes.
I'll tell you what. You know what? The potty jokes started as kind of potty jokes, and they've turned into a mainstay of the show, right? I mean,
The train is still facing towards the toilet.
Could you? The train is facing towards the toilet. Could you imagine what would happen if we went to serious jokes? the D and GP nation would be furious.
Yeah.
They'd storm the front door.
Storm the front door?
Yeah, they'd come flying in. They'd want their potty jokes back. Right?
Yeah.
Mom, how about you? What are some of your favorite memories?
I got a couple. All right, so the first one started when Dad tried to convince me that cold brews was actually a cold brew coffee in the opener. No, the closer.
This is a family show.
Well, family show, right? But, you know, sliding one over on Mom. My second favorite part is that this podcast is connecting, like, the nation, right?
The world.
Yeah.
The world.
Come on. World.
We're international.
I mean, it really, you really have put a smile on so many people's face, and I think that's amazing. And lastly, my favorite moment was, without a beat, Grip and Drop the Dad, You're My Best Friend. Like, that was, like, the most true of true statements. You feel it deep down, and I think this podcast is an evidence of best friends forever. Right?
Yeah.
Pound it.
Noggin.
What's up, bro? Awesome. So we all got some good ones.
Yeah.
Awesome. Hallie, yours were great. Good job. Want to do the best thing you saw today?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Let me guess. This is the easiest thing. This is the easiest one in the world. This is almost easier than the Kaner question last night, right?
Yeah.
Griffin, what was the best thing you saw today?
The best thing I saw today was the 1K listens.
On the screen, right?
Yeah.
When you actually saw that thing that said 1,000. You were like, holy cow, what'd you do?
I started running into the kitchen to Mom, and I would.
Two arms in the air, running around screaming. Mom's already on a conference call, right?
Yeah. In your underwear, by my dad.
Yeah. Oh, jeez. I'll edit that out. Don't worry. Good thing we're not on YouTube.
Ooh! Oh, burn.
Second day in a row, my favorite thing is, the best thing I saw today is golf related. So yesterday we said Tiger and Phil are going to do their match in May with the two goats of quarterbacks from the NFL, Tom Brady and Peyton Manning.
Which should be Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, someday it will be Patrick Mahomes. You're right.
Someday.
I read today that Ricky Fowler, Dustin Johnson, Rory McIlroy, and Matthew Wolff are going to do a skins game in May. More golf on TV.
Who's Matthew Wolff?
He's a new guy. He went to Oklahoma State. He's a rookie. Good player. He's got a really funky swing. If you saw his swing, you would recognize it. He's already won on PGA Tour. He's a stud. He's a total stud. But that was the favorite thing I saw. That's the second thing. Golf is coming back in a major way, and I'm fired up about it, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Back for action.
Sissy, did you have anything great that you saw today?
Probably my family.
Oh, sis, you just know how to melt the hearts across the world, don't you?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you know the right answers.
Mm-hmm.
I love you.
That's why she's our marketing director.
That's exactly right. Exactly right. Your tulips look beautiful in the backyard, by the way.
Thank you.
Hot pink for only the princess.
Thank you.
All right, should we get to voice messages? We have three outstanding ones to do today. Elizabeth has the Thinking Thursday. We may or may not have a Vladimir Crouton.
Curtain?
Small bread guy, huh?
Small bread guy.
Small wrinkly.
We may or may not have a Vladimir Crouton appearance. And then we have a new caller at the end.
Swanee.
We shouted out, remember last night, we shouted out Michigan, the state of Michigan, and all of our listeners from Michigan. 26th episode, Michigan's the 26th state in the United States. And then... you know, you go fishing, you come back with some good stuff. You come back with a voice message, right? So here we go. Let's start with Elizabeth. Thinking Thursday. Enjoy.
Hey, Uncle Chris and Griffin, it's me, Elizabeth, the president of the fan club, and it's Thinking Thursday. Here are the two questions. What has to be broken before you can use it? And here's the second one. What starts with a T, ends with a T, and has a T in it? Answer those two on the pod. Bye, boy.
All right, Thinking Thursday. I want the record to show we are for the last 100 Thinking Thursdays.
Mm-hmm. Stumping Thursdays.
Yeah, we haven't gotten many of these right.
I am sitting right in front of a stump.
First one is something you have to break in order to use it.
An egg.
Did you know that or were you stumped? Be honest.
I was stumped.
I was stumped too. Uncle Johnny hooked us up with the answers to that one.
Yeah.
It's an egg, right? Yeah. Okay. And then something that starts with a T, ends with a T, and has T in it.
Teapot.
We were close to getting that one, but close doesn't really matter in Thinking Thursday, does it? Good one, Elizabeth. That was great. Elizabeth, I have to say, on this 1,000 listen anniversary show, you are one of the big reasons why people are listening to this show. Your energy every day is unbelievable. You are the president of the fan club for a reason, and we absolutely
love it.
Love it, and we love you. All right, next one.
No one knows that Hallie and Mom are doing.
From happiness to darkness, Elizabeth to Vladimir Crouton. Here he goes. Actually, Vladimir's showing us a new side of him tonight. Here you go. I think everybody's going to enjoy this.
Yeah.
Vladimir, have 1,000 anniversary yoke for broadcast. And anyway, my sorry to CEO for this. Hey, Griffin, if you are Russian to go to toilet, and in toilet, European, what are you when you leave toilet? You're Finnish. Russia's winning.
Oh, man. Vladimir Crouton comes with an absolute bang, an absolute banger on the anniversary show. He even laid out an apology to the CEO first. That was creative. What does the CEO think about all these potty jokes? I mean, she's here with us tonight.
I am here with them tonight. I mean, it puts a smile on the peeps' face. That's what matters.
If the people ask for it,
you get it.
You get it? That was a good joke. I like that joke.
Like Elizabeth's planet. You get it? You have to think before you ask it.
Oh, that's right. All right, here we go. Third and final listener voice message today. This one, remember we shouted out Michigan last night, right? All the listeners from living in
Michigan.
And we got a great one in return. Here you go. Cutest voice ever is about to hit you guys right in the eardrums.
What's up, peeps? Thanks for the sign out. If you went to one golf course for the rest of your life, what course would it be?
We'll add a little caveat that you have to have played the golf course before in your life. What's up, peeps?
I mean, the production value of these messages is going through the roof, right? First, cute voices always win. True or false? True.
True.
Bulls background music?
Double win.
Double win. I mean, amazing. And then great questions. They just hit Team Schwanee, Matt Schwann plus Kennedy and Hudson hit an absolute walk-off home run with that question. What's your answer? If you could play any golf course that you've played before, where would it be? You can't say anything that you haven't played before. You played the par 3 course. You've played Winnetka Golf Club. You've played.
I know one place that I would live on.
Where?
Leewood Golf Course.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Okay, they're sissies.
Does it count as like a driving range? Can you do like a driving
sure.
range?
Sure.
Our house in Maine where we hit golf balls off the edge of the.
That is a creative answer. That is a creative answer. If I could play any golf course again that I've already played, Winnetka National. The North Course at Winnetka National.
For the rest of your life.
Yeah, for the rest of my life. That's what I would do. Mm-hmm. Yep, it's where I grew up playing. It's where Schwanee and I had many, many a long, long night in the golf industry at Winnetka National, and I would go back there in a heartbeat.
And I remember when I was little, like 4 years old, probably 3 or 2 years old, me and Papa Chuck. Quick shout out. We used to go into the water and go search for the golf balls.
That's
that
right.
We hit. But the ones that you hit were not coming back.
Me?
Yeah.
It's because they were on the green next to the hole. Oh, you're talking about
Maine.
You're talking about Maine.
Because yeah. They were bombs.
They were out into the middle of the ocean. Yep, that's right. All right. Man, that was a good lineup of voice messages for the anniversary show, don't you think?
Yeah.
All right. It is time for the State Farm joke of the day.
This is my favorite one yet.
Do it. Let's go. Here we go.
Why did the elephant get kicked out of the swimming pool?
Why did the elephant get kicked out of the swimming pool, sis?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Because he lost his trunk.
Oh, man.
You can't even say it with a straight face.
That's true. I have a joke for the day.
Oh my goodness. Here we go. Risky alert.
It's a potty joke.
Okay, go. Oh
what,
no.
What rolls?
I don't know.
Toilet paper.
Toilet paper.
Jeez, sissy. Unbelievable. All right, guys, we're doing shout outs. Let's do it. Shout it out. Griffin, you and I think the whole fam, we're doing the same shout out tonight, and I'm going to let you do it.
Okay. For the 1,000th listen anniversary, I am going to shout out all of our loyal listeners, guys.
The Dad and Griffin Pod
Nation.
I totally agree. That is appropriate. They've been great. They've supported us to this point, and we owe it to them to go 27 more and another 1,000 listens at least, right? Oh, geez, we have sound in the background. Everybody's dancing.
Yeah.
Man, it's getting crazy in the podcast lab.
Turn it up, Mom.
Ladies and gentlemen, go get us on Twitter at Dad and Griffin. Send us an email, dadandgriffinpod at gmail.com.
Come on.
There you go. We're walking it out. Go find us on Apple Pods if you haven't already. It hasn't been hacked by the Russians yet.
Come on.
Send us off.
Keep your head up and your stuff.